The Legends Radio Network now presents Lyrics and Legends with your host, Gary Webb.
The program's Lyrics and Legends. We have a good one coming up. In the studio with me is my cohort partner in crime, Buck Weatherby.
Hey, hey, hey.
We've got
a good show
We've been looking forward to this one. I ran into a friend of yours over at Elk City who's also a friend of mine.
You and I have mutual friends.
We have one mutual friend at Elk City.
Oh, my gosh.
And I walked in and I said, Charles, what's going on?
Charles Eddie
at Wilson Music.
Over at the music store. Yeah.
And he was hanging out, as Charles always does, and he said, you need to listen to this girl CD. Yeah. This is good. So I was like, okay, give it to me. And I get in my car and drive all the way to Wheeler. And you know what? Nowadays, cars do not have CD players, Buck. Did you know that?
I did not know that. All the cars I have do have a CD player.
Well, except that one that's still got an 8-track, probably.
Yeah. Tell you how old my cars are.
So anyway, finally, I got with my engineer-producer friend, Jim Turvaville, and I said, I got to listen to this CD. So he was able to hook it up in my computer somehow. And anyway, from Elk City, Oklahoma, I'll see if I mess this name up. Surely I won't. Caroline Grace Thomas. Did we get all three in there?
You did.
So is that what happens when your mom gets mad? Is like you get the full name thrown
at
you?
Full name. Loud and clear.
All right. So you've grown up singing pretty much, haven't you?
Yeah. I've grown up singing, annoying my sisters when I was like 5 and 6 years old.
And you and your sisters kind of grew up singing together. Did y'all have a group together?
We did, yeah. We started playing instruments when we were all really young. We had our own little like bluegrass band.
Okay.
Just like the three of us. It was pretty fun. So, we played together for a long time.
Give a shout out to your sister so everybody out there will know.
Abby and Georgia. Love you guys.
Now, speaking of your sisters, were you the oldest, the middle, or the baby?
I'm the middle.
Okay.
Yep.
That's not a bad place to be.
No, it's not. I like it.
Yeah, you don't have any middle child stories? Or?
No. Just
I'm the baby.
I was the older.
Oh, okay.
And I'm still old.
I'm the baby of the family. What about Mom? Are you the middle child? All right.
My dad's the middle, too.
All right. Yeah. So we got Christy over here with you, your mom.
Yeah. My mom.
Manager.
Back here.
Roadie.
Yeah. Yeah, folks, she's my manager right now.
Folks, this is what you call a middle family.
So talk a little bit about growing up, doing music, and kind of getting started. So who are the people you guys grew up listening to?
We've grown up listening to a lot of different people. My dad loves music, and he likes the old ones. He likes to introduce us to a lot of old artists and songs. And so I know a lot more older music than a
now,
lot of my friends
do.
Yeah, we want to know who's old because
artists.
Oh, man. There's quite a few. My dad can name so many. I love, personally, one of my favorites is Patsy Cline. I love Patsy Cline.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've got a song of hers on my CD.
All right, we're going to do that for sure tonight. Patsy Cline's a good one. And one you're going to be surprised at. So I'm still not going to throw that. I'm going to keep you in suspense here.
Going to let the cat out of the bag. Oh, I didn't mean. We got a dog in the studio. I didn't mean to mention the word cat. The dog's looking
friendly.
At me like, what'd you say that
for?
She
likes cats.
She chew on your leg.
I'm not kidding, folks. We got the most beautiful dog I think I've seen all day.
Yeah. They let me bring my dog.
What kind of a dog is this?
She's a golden doodle.
Say that again.
A golden doodle, yep.
A golden doodle. All right.
Yeah, it's a golden retriever and a poodle.
I think it likes me.
Yeah, she's staring you down.
What's that smell? That's what I want. So when you first got started singing, you and your sisters probably, I'm assuming, together, what's like the first gig you did?
We used to play together at like the Lions Club in Elk City, Rotary Club. We used to play at church. A few years in a row, we played at church for like the Christmas program. And we'd put together some Christmas songs. I actually came across some videos the other day of us playing at church together. And I was like, dang, we were actually pretty good.
So you started playing fiddle when you were like six or so?
Yeah, I was like 6 or 7.
Did you have lessons to do that?
I've taken lessons from multiple people. We started out with classical music and then kind of worked into the bluegrass more because that was kind of our style.
And then you got into the rodeo deal a little bit. Was that with your sisters?
Yeah, all three of us rodeo. I started rodeoing when I was 9 or 10. I started out running barrels. Now I have two very different events. I do Breakaway and Reigning Cowhorse. Actually just started Reigning Cowhorse. It's a lot of fun.
All right. And I understand that you've sung the national anthem at a few rodeos.
Yep. That was probably one of my very first big performances, was the national anthem at a high school rodeo. It was scary, but it was fun. And they've asked me to sing ever since then. So
you got nominated last year for some contest they had for singing the national anthem. Is that right?
Yeah, the OCA Rodeos, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Ranch Rodeos. They had a competition for singing the national anthem. And I don't know how many people participated, but pretty sure there were a lot. And they narrow it down to three people. And I got picked as one of the three people, but then two of the other girls got more votes than I did. So
hey, it happens. You know.
Well, top three. That's it was a top three.
You know, Buck was like top three in his class, or was it top 10 in the class? And there were like 10 in the class.
We had we had 10, and I came in number 10.
Well, you were in the top 10. It looks good when you're, you know, applying for college, top 10 in the class. So top three in the state of Oklahoma. Hey, that ain't bad. There's a lot of really, really good singers that have come out of the state of Oklahoma.
Oh, tell me.
And I think I know one redhead that got discovered by singing national anthems at rodeos, Reba. So, you know.
Oh, you're on the right path. You're on the right path.
She's singing at the NFR, though.
Did you notice we both said that at the same time? Yeah. Being on the right path.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, it's that not like you've missed out yet. Yeah. You know, it still may happen for you. We're gonna be pushing for you to get to sing at the NFR.
Awesome.
So, you've been working on putting together a CD, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they call them CDs anymore because, like I say, they don't make CD players in cars anymore.
I mean, my truck has a CD player, 2011 Dodge.
All right, so
I've heard a lot of people now calling them albums, even though they are a CD.
Even though they're okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you're putting together an album, and it's a little bit of older stuff, a little bit of newer stuff.
Yep.
And one of them, still not the one I'm going to talk to Buck about, but I kind of think it'd be fun to start off. You know, there's a Hall of Fame songwriter and DJ that was born and raised in Shamrock, Texas. That
really
wrote a song called Blue. Do you know that? Bill Mack.
Yeah.
Grew up right here. He's been a great friend of ours. He passed away last summer, so we're sure missing visiting with Bill. But when
I miss Bill.
When I plugged this CD in and I heard Blue, I was like, I know one song that we got to do to let everybody listen to from our
little
Shamrock
song
crowd. So, matter of fact, I was listening to your CD in my office and my wife came in and that song was on it. She's like the huge Leanne Rimes fan.
Yeah.
She's like, you get Leanne Rimes CD? I was like, nope, this is even better.
Yeah.
It's Caroline Thomas. So
I just saw Leanne Rimes on TV not too long ago. She was one of the masked singers.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And made it all the way almost into the finals.
Well, she should have won. If they didn't pick her, they're stupid.
Yeah. Wow.
So, hey, if I can throw this over to our engineer, we're going to listen to Blue, written by Bill Mack from Shamrock, Texas, performed by Caroline Grace Thomas from Elk City, Oklahoma. We'll listen to this, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Ooh,
The program's Lyrics and Legends. That song we just heard, Buck, was Blue by our very own man. Bill Mack.
Ooh.
We were just talking to Caroline during the while we were playing that song about Bill. And, you know, Caroline, he got started in Shamrock, Texas in 1949 at KEVA, which was a little AM station out on the north side of town.
Yeah.
And wrote that song a few years later after he had moved away from Shamrock. But he worked in Shamrock for about 9 months and got fired.
Yeah. Bill Mack was the first DJ, actually the first voice on that radio station. And there have been an additional four very famous radio people that started at that station.
Yeah, so that song you just sang.
I'm saying that with tongue in cheek.
Yeah,
because
well,
I was one.
We'll
of
move
them.
On from there. But yeah, the song you just sang, "Blue," has a pretty special place in our heart here.
That's
in Shamrock.
Awesome.
Thought we'd kick it off with.
I was working at WQIK in Jacksonville, Florida, when that song came out. I got Bill on the phone talking to our morning show about it, you know, all kind of deja vus on that song. You know, it was recorded over at Norman Petty's studio in Clovis, New Mexico.
Oh, wow.
That's where Leanne Rimes cut it. And Bill wrote it. And the Clovis, New Mexico tie-in that I had was a little band we had in college.
No, wait a minute. This says Western Oklahoma ties, too, so you're going to love this.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. We had recorded over at Clovis, New Mexico. And so anyhow.
Well, tell her she probably may know some of the guys that were in your band. Or
Well, Ronnie Price and I started the band.
Heard that name.
Danny Price, Eric, and Chris Price.
Okay.
That won a Grammy, all from Burns Flat, Oklahoma.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Not too far from Elk City.
Yeah.
And then Charles played with them when they were...
Yeah.
Touring with Reba.
After
Charles Eddy.
After Ron passed away, he played with him.
Yeah, so pretty neat stuff all
yeah,
from
that's pretty cool.
West Texas, Western Oklahoma, Eastern Texas Panhandle.
Right.
So we got it going in this neck of the woods.
Yeah.
Don't we,
Buck? Oh, yeah.
So in the studio with us, Caroline Thomas from Elk City, Oklahoma. We were kind of getting a little background. You started singing with your sisters when you were very young, doing church things.
Yep.
You remember the first time you got up and... Were you too little?
We were pretty little, yeah. It's been a while.
What did you say the name of your group was?
We called ourselves Fiddlesticks.
The Fiddlesticks.
Yep. Fiddlesticks. I played the fiddle and the mandolin. My younger sister played guitar. My older sister played fiddle and banjo. So we had it. We had it going.
Oh,
so,
sounds yeah. like it.
So are your sisters still doing music?
A little bit. My older sister's in college now. She's at Oklahoma State. And she's
Go
got
Cowboys.
Yeah. Yeah, she's got her guitar and she doesn't play a whole lot of fiddle now, but she still plays banjo and she's teaching herself guitar. Mm-hmm. And then my younger sister plays guitar a little bit now, but not as much as she used to.
No brothers, no.
Nope. Nope. Got a lot of boy cousins though, so it makes up for it.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Like 10. We have no girl cousins. It's not fair.
You're looking at me.
Yeah, I thought maybe you had something you wanted.
Well, I'll tell you. No, I didn't. Not just on the tip of my tongue. Well, I'll come in with something
All right,
here.
Come in with something.
Yeah. I tell you what, it's so amazing. And you look at a lot of the artists today, you know, the story you're telling, Caroline, about how you got into being music and everything at a young age, I think I read something. You really got in your groove going when you were about 14, you know?
Yeah.
But it's amazing the number of artists, like I read something with Joe Bonamassa the other day, and a lot of these people, male and female singers, started when they were young, some of them 7, 8 years old, you know, and just stayed with it and just kept honing their craft, so to speak.
Yes.
And
yep.
And looks like you're on the way of doing that.
That's what I'm going for.
How's that for ad libbing, Gary?
You did good. You did good. So you senior this year? Or junior?
I'm a junior.
Junior?
Yep.
All right. So what are your plans after you graduate? Are you Elk City High School? Or
I'm actually doing Epic Charter Schools right now.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Actually, I have been for a while. I've been homeschooled my whole life. And
awesome.
I thought about going to public school last year. I'm glad I didn't because then COVID hit and everything got shut down. But after high school, I'm going to go to Oklahoma State. And I'm going to major in interior design.
All right.
Yeah. But, yeah, when I get there, I'm wanting to start a band and keep doing music, but I'm majoring in something else.
So that's probably good. Yeah.
That's what my sister's doing right now, is interior design. That's what she's in Stillwater doing.
So I was noticing on your bio, too, it said you're still pretty active singing at church. Mm-hmm. Where do you guys go to church?
We go to the One Church in Elk City. I sing on Wednesday nights. We have a youth worship band. Really good. I love it. I love singing on Wednesday nights. And then I sing on Sunday mornings sometimes when they need a filler.
All right. So, yep. Hey, people can go. There's a probably no cover charge to get in or anything there.
Right? Just nope. Don't have to wear a mask either, so just come on in.
Found myself in Elk City on a Sunday morning before, but I was sleeping late for some reason.
So, okay, I'm going to get to the cut to the chase here, Buck.
Can't wait.
So, Caroline does a cover of a song that Buck actually sang a duet with.
Really?
Yeah. So, ooh. Buck wrote a song and cut a demo that he pitched to Conway Twitty.
Oh, wow.
With Martina McBride. Talk a little bit about that, Buck.
Well, the song was written, it's kind of a racy song, you know, a racy title here. It's called The Ring in His Boot by My Bed. And I wrote it for Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn. And I played it for Conway, and he says, who's that girl singing? And I said, I can't remember her name, but he says, Loretta can't sing that. Loretta can't hit those notes, you know. And so I shopped that song all over everywhere, and lo and behold, several years later, after I'd given up, a buddy of mine called me. I was living in Florida, and I was in Wichita, Kansas, when I wrote that song and had recorded the demo on it. And a buddy of mine called me, and he says, you remember that song you wrote about the ring? And I said, yeah. And he said, you know who sang that song? And I said, no, I never could remember that girl's name. And he says, that was Martina McBride. And I said, you gotta be kidding. You
know. So, and I hope this is a cover by Martina McBride after we've gone through. After all?
Broken Wing.
Broken Wing. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
One of the fix
very
all this
familiar going. With it.
Broken Wing. All right, so we're going to listen to Caroline Thomas sing Broken Wing, and then you're going to be back, and we're going to get Buck all straightened out right after this.
Hopefully.
Man on gave him everything she ever had. He'd break her spirit down, then come loving up on her. Give a little and take it back. She'd tell him about her dreams, and he'd just shoot. Lord, he loved to make her cry. You're crazy for believing you'll ever leave the ground. He said only angels know how to fly. up to the bedroom. Found a note by the window with the curtains blowing in the breeze. And with a broken wing, she still sings. She keeps an eye on the sky. With a broken wing, she carries her dreams. Man, you ought to see her fly. With a broken wing, she carries her dreams. Man, you ought to see her fly.
Well, the program's Lyrics and Legends, and in the studio with us from Elk City, Oklahoma, Caroline Thomas. Do you go by Caroline Grace or Caroline Thomas or just whichever?
Professional name's Caroline Grace, I guess, but everybody else calls me Caroline Thomas.
All right. So yeah. We just want to, because people are going to be looking after they hear this. They're going to be,
yep.
Who is that girl? So at the end of our program, we've got a Department of Shameless Plugs where you can tell everybody where to find your music, okay. And everything. So,
you ever attempted or have thought about trying out on The Voice?
I've been told by so many people that I should, but I haven't. I even had a date. There was The Voice Oklahoma City. It was literally in Oklahoma City, but I never ended up doing it. It'd be cool, though. It'd be pretty neat.
We've had one of the finalists of The Voice, Andrew Sevener, on this show, Lyrics and Legends.
Yeah.
It's always fun to see people pursue that kind of stuff and just see where everything goes. We've talked to so many people that started out in these little towns in West Texas and Western Oklahoma that have gone on to have really good careers and go to California and New York. And I mean, if we got out the list of everybody we had talked to that had done that, and then a lot of them have come back to this area after they're tired of being on the road. You know, one of the guys we had on recently, Mark Durham, was from Eric, Oklahoma, and was toured with Roger Miller and played out in California, played at the White House for, I think, President Carter, and just so many that we've had that have similar stories yours, but you're just at the other end of the...
Yeah.
You're at the beginning where those guys are kind
of... Very beginning.
Settling back down, getting off the road, so... Some of the other influences you've had, you've got some more modern country covers on your album. Talk a little bit about some of those.
One of the newer artists that I've covered is Lauren Elena. She is really cool. She's got some really challenging songs. And so they were really fun to practice and try to master, but also change up a little bit. I saw her in person open for... Blake Shelton, a year ago, maybe?
When they had live music.
Yeah, when you could go to concerts. Yeah. But she was phenomenal. She did amazing. I had no idea she was even going to be there. And she just showed up and knocked it out of the park. And I was like, well, that was interesting. And so I got into her music a little bit more, and I loved it. And I liked the older artists, but I also wanted to do some new ones. So that maybe people would be a little bit more familiar with the songs if they didn't listen to the old country quite as much. So she was really fun to cover.
This is going to give you a little education because we just listen to old country. So
speak for yourself.
He listens to the new stuff. What are you talking about?
He listens to Reba.
Yeah.
Well, you can't go wrong with Reba.
I tell you, in these days and times, Caroline, that is very smart of you to kind of do a mix of some of the standards, the older and some of the modern country.
Yeah, wide range of...
On your album.
Yeah.
So which song is it that you have that you have done of hers?
I have Dirt Road Prayer and... what other one did I cover? Do you remember? Oh, yeah, The Other Side. One's hard. Dirt Road Prayer is a more slower one. It's kind of sad, but it was really fun to record. And The Other Side, is also a little bit sad, I'm not going to lie, but it was a lot more challenging. She's got a very wide range.
All right.
Yeah.
Which one you want to listen to, Buck? I'm kind
of... The first one you talked about, what was the name of it?
Dirt Road Prayer?
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. We listened to that. We were trying to... It's like, what's the name of this song? And so we put Dirt Road. We got close. But
yeah.
Dirt Road Prayer.
Dirt Road. I mean, you're just one word off.
Yeah. All right. We want to listen to Dirt Road Prayer by Caroline Grace. And, hey, we're going to be back in a few minutes. And Buck Weatherby and I are going to keep grilling her, kind of digging into the life story of Caroline Grace Thomas.
We got a lot more questions to ask.
We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Let the light shine on my mama. She's been worried about me, and I can tell she's tired. Walk my brother in a straight line. I know he's only 16, but he's been playing with fire. Give my grandpa a little peace and quiet. I can feel the years of hard work in his hands. Make my days pass just a little bit slower. I've been running so fast, I've forgotten who I am. And so I go where the green grass grows. The weeds are high and the sun hangs low. Look to the sky and I say hello like it's the very first time. It doesn't matter how long it's been, I can talk to God like he's my best friend. Take my heart, lay it down again right there in a dirt road prayer. He's a good guy, looks Dad in the eye, and I wonder if you made him just for me. But before I fall, give me patience until you show me where to take this. And so I go where the green grass grows. The weeds are high and the sun hangs low. Look to the sky and I say hello like it's the very first time. It doesn't matter how long it's been, I can talk to God like he's my best friend. Take my heart, lay it down again right there in a dirt road.
Programs, Lyrics, and Legends. In the studio with me, my partner in crime, Buck Weatherby, and we are having a good time.
Oh, let me tell you how good a time we're having.
These are always fun because I, you know, we've interviewed people that are known statewide, nationally, or whatever. But I always enjoy doing local people that are musicians that whatever stage they're at in their career and finding out, you know, what caused them to get into music and kind of what influences and what the passion is for doing music. And you know, people think music sometimes when you're looking at it, just listening to it, they think, well, heck, they just get up there and sing a song and, you know, and go home. And but there's a lot of work and effort involved. I imagine if we could get your mom over here, she could probably tell us just how much work there is in getting booking. Yeah, she's not moving, but
she's just sitting there.
She ran real quick out of the room.
It's not just showing up and singing a national anthem and going home, is it?
Oh, no.
And so you're involved, too, in rodeo. Mm-hmm. So kind of wanted to hear a little bit about your rodeoing and just, you know, all the what got you into that and kind of what your goal is there.
Okay. I've been rodeoing for a while. Started out with barrels and poles. If you want to make it in barrels and poles, you got to have some really good horses, especially in Oklahoma. Oklahoma is very competitive. The high school rodeos are. And that really wasn't my groove. I loved it, but I started to get into goat tying and breakaway, and that was a blast. It's more to do, more to think about, I think, at least. And I did goats for a while.
A long time.
A while. And I ate dirt so many times because that event, I mean, you come out on a running horse and you have to get out. The horse does not stop. You have to get off your horse. The horse does not stop. You start running as fast as you can. Try not to scorpion. Oh, my. It's tough. But I did it for a while.
So you got to tell everybody what scorpion is because people on the radio are going, what?
Scorpion is when you fall flat on your face in the dirt and your heels touch the back of your head. It's not fun. No.
I think Buck did that the other day going out to get his newspaper when it snowed.
Well, I'll tell you what. When I was in college over at Southwestern State in Weatherford, Oklahoma, there was a saying that everybody said, well, did you go to the goat roping down at Goaty Bow?
Well, did you?
No.
I don't think Goaty Bow ever had a goat roping.
Oh, okay. It rhymed. Oh, kind of sounded good in a sentence. Probably a good pickup line. But So where all have you been rodeoing?
Most of the rodeos I've been to are in Oklahoma. I've been to a couple Kansas rodeos, but they've just been with different associations. High school, we just started the high school rodeos this year. We've done JRCA, Northwest, Hoira. There's a bunch of associations in Oklahoma, but I really like high school this year. It's very, very competitive.
And doing the homeschool curriculum and stuff, is it hard to get connected on all the high school rodeos, or is it?
Well, no, because Epic actually sponsors the high school rodeos.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And being homeschooled, it's a lot easier to manage your time, being able to get out and practice, especially when it's cold. You can get out in the morning. If it's not windy, you can manage your time a lot better homeschooled. So I really like it. It'd be a lot easier than being public schooled and having to rodeo. So
let me ask you a pointed question now. We've talked about rodeo. We've talked about music. If you had your choice, sitting here in the Lyrics and Legends World Headquarters, downtown Shamrock, America, if you had your choice of being a music star or a rodeo star, which way would you go?
I'm going to say I'm better at singing than I am at rodeo, believe it or not.
I think I'd go that way.
So probably music, yeah.
Oh, hey, I think we need to get another song in here, Buck. We're going back old school a little bit here, but because this is one I like. How about a little Patsy Cline, maybe?
Absolutely.
Ooh, yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. One of the songs Carolyn did on this new album is Crazy. And,
Love
she
that
kills
song.
It, too. You gotta,
thank you.
You got to hear this, Buck. You got to hear this. So we're going to listen to Crazy, and we'll be back with Caroline Grace right after this.
For feeling so lonely, I'm crazy.
Programs, Lyrics, and Legends in the studio with us from Elk City, Oklahoma, Caroline Grace Thomas. Caroline Grace, as we've come to know her, you know, because we've been friends now for half an hour or so. But also in the studio with me, Buck Weatherby. The song we just listened to is crazy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And did she do a great job on that? I'm talking about Caroline Grace.
Oh, okay.
We know how Patsy did.
Oh, gosh. Patsy nailed it.
So how about Caroline, do you think?
I think that's what I just said. Nailed it. Yeah.
So what made you pick that one?
I love Patsy Cline. That's just all I got to say. Her voice, the way she sings, I love it. I love it all. She's got so many good songs.
So one of my favorite memories growing up is like we would go fishing with one of my friend's dads, and he had this big Bayliner boat, and we'd go trolling around the lake, and it was probably a cassette. But it was Patsy Cline. So now every time I hear Crazy or one of those old Patsy Cline songs, I think about riding around in the boat fishing.
Sure, it wasn't an 8-track.
It probably might have been an 8-track. Could have very well been an 8-track. But so we've been visiting a little bit about your rodeo career and mm-hmm. also this new CD. When did you decide that you wanted to put this album together?
A couple months ago, we're going into Wilson Music to get something for my sister. And we saw on the sign on the front of his store that he had a music studio, and I had no idea. And so we asked him about it, and he showed us, and it was really cool. And so me and my mom were like, maybe we could record some songs. And so we talked to him about it, and he was like, absolutely. And so we put a bunch of songs together, and he did a great job.
Now, tell me a little bit about that process. So the music, the background music for your CDs, is that recorded there, or is that...
No, those were actually very hard to find. We had to find backing tracks, and they had, like, if it was a guy's song, then I had to change the key to where it would fit me. But we searched far and wide for those backing tracks, and we finally found ones that sounded really good and that were in the right format. And we downloaded them all and sent it to him, and he said they sounded really good, and so he put him in all his stuff, and then we recorded the lyrics, and he mastered it and mixed it and all of that, and they sound great. And he was really good helping me, because I had never recorded in a studio before. And so he was really good at helping me, like, have more expression in my voice and kind of I'm not even sure how to put it. He has a really, really good ear. And so he can hear everything. Any little pitch problem, because they didn't use auto-tune. So I had to do the very best I could. And so any little place, he would cut it out and let me redo it. And anything that should be changed, because, you know, you kind of want to, when you're making a cover song, you kind of want to make it your own. And so he'd help me do that, change little sentences, words, all that stuff. He was really great. It was awesome. Charles and
one of them I really like on here, Buck, you're going to like this one too, but it kind of threw me when I first turned it on, because I was like, that's a little familiar, but I'm having a hard time putting my finger on it, but it was Neon Moon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So this version, she does the Brooks and Dunn deal, the intro on it is a little different from this.
Yeah.
But being that you're recording it and that you're, you know.
Yeah, I actually did Casey Musgrave's version. So that's okay. Why the music
see,
was different.
I should have known Casey Musgrave.
Yeah.
My Casey Musgrave's album collection is getting dusty. I just hadn't listened to that.
I can't see Caroline doing both Brooks and Dunn's
no,
voices.
No, probably not. She's talented.
One man band right here.
So we're going to listen to Caroline's version of a Brooks and Dunn tune done by Casey Musgrave, covered by Caroline Grace. How's that?
You did that well.
So it's Neon Moon, and we'll be back right after this.
When the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door, and the whole world turns blue. There's a rundown bar across the railroad tracks. I got a table for two way in the back, where I sit alone and think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. If you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely to watch your broken dreams dancing out of the beams of a neon moon. I think of two running wild and free. I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows of that smoke-filled room. No telling how many tears I've sat here and cried, or how gonna end. Oh.
be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely to watch your broken dreams dancing out of the beams of a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely to watch your broken dreams. Watch your broken dreams dancing out of the beams of a neon moon.
Programs, Lyrics, and Legends in the studio. I called my old friend Buck Weatherby about a week ago and told him about this really good singer from Elk City, Oklahoma, that Charles Eddy told me we just had to listen to and get on the program. So
Charles didn't lead you astray.
No, Charles did good. He even followed up because he was like, have you gotten a hold of her yet? And I was like, I can't get can't listen to the CD because my car doesn't have a CD player. So then I called Jim and I was like, yeah, I got to listen to this CD. So he figured out, did you know you can put CDs in computers and they play?
No way.
Yeah, for you out there struggling really to listen. Yeah. And now he's got it on my computer, so I don't even have to have the CD anymore. But that's
you talk about the technical aspect of recording that you mm-hmm. were talking about. You were even mentioning some phrases I wasn't familiar with. But but anyhow, back when we were recording our band, some of the Price Brothers and I were recording over at Norman Petty's studio in Clovis. I mean, you sat down and you went all the way through. Mm-hmm. You know, there wasn't any overdubbing. Yeah. There wasn't any, you know, you just sat down and you went all the way through. And Norman Petty was telling us about one group, the Rhythm Orchids. Buddy Knox and the Rhythm Orchids did a song called Party Doll. But anyhow, it took them 56 hours to get the mastery.
Oh, my goodness. That.
And on the opposite end of that spectrum, Buddy Holly, when he recorded, they used to call him One Take Holly.
Oh, wow.
He would just bam and it was done.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
That's the way we used to do it. In the studio with us, Caroline Thomas from Elk City, Oklahoma. And hey, we've been having a lot of fun talking about music.
Absolutely.
And about rodeo and all kinds of stuff. We're not quite to the end, but we're getting there. We want to squeeze a couple more songs in here. And I think we're going to do Loretta Lynn right here.
And then, Loretta Lynn.
All right. Yeah, why do you like this Loretta? You're not even old enough to have a man yet, are you? No.
I am, believe it or not.
Oh, you are?
I probably shouldn't be, but...
Yeah. Well, with your mom sitting over there, we're not going to ask you any questions beyond that.
But you did pick this song, so yeah. I'm sure...
I love her attitude in this song. I love it. It's so funny.
I can't... every time I hear Loretta Lynn, I think about a story. She was on stage doing some TV show, and Jimmy Carter had just been elected, and Loretta says, "It's about time we had a president that didn't have an accent."
Oh, gosh.
And, you know, it hadn't been that long ago. She was at Hinton at the casino still performing. Yeah. I don't know how old she is
now.
But that's pretty amazing that she's still, at least up until the great pandemic of 2020, she was still out touring and performing. And
doing her thing.
Yeah, so anyway, yeah, Loretta Lynn, you can't miss there. So we're going to listen to You're Not Woman Enough to Take My Man. And Buck also cut a demo of this, didn't you, Beck?
No. I've been known to do some James Brown, but no Loretta Lynn.
All right, well, we're going to listen to You're Not Woman Enough to Take My Man by Caroline Grace Thomas from Elk City, Oklahoma. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
You come to tell me something. You say I ought to know.
know that he don't love me anymore, and I'll have to let him go. You say you're gonna take him, oh, but I don't think you can, 'cause you ain't woman enough to take my man. He took a second look at you, but he's in love with me. Well, I don't know where that leaves ya, oh, but I know where I'll stand. And you ain't woman enough to take my man. Women like you, they're a dime a dozen. You can buy 'em anywhere. For you to get to him, I'd have to move over, and I'm gonna stand right here. It'll be over my dead body, so get out while you can, 'cause you ain't woman enough to take my man. No, you ain't woman enough to take my man.
Well, the program's Lyrics and Legends. Buck, we're about to wrap up a good one here.
Oh, wow. I've enjoyed being here.
Yeah.
Enjoyed listening to this.
Yeah. I need to give a shout out to her dad for introducing her to the good stuff, the old country music.
Yep.
Stuff like Loretta Lynn, Patsy Cline, and those songs she did. Yeah. And the new stuff. You got some new stuff in there, too.
Yeah, I have some new stuff.
It's always good to visit and interview musicians that are, I think, pretty well grounded and doing really good music.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Buck, they can't see you shake your head.
I thought that was great. I mentioned it a moment ago about how I think smart you were in putting a little bit of everything on this album. So folks are going to like that.
We got time to get one more song in
all
here.
All right.
Talk about Jesus Take the Wheel.
It's kind of a song that speaks to you.
There you go.
And she did a phenomenal job on it. I don't know that I match her talents. She's pretty insane. We saw her in concert on her Cry Pretty tour. I don't know how she does it. She just keeps going. She sang I don't know how many nearly impossible songs, like one after the other, and she was just phenomenal the entire time.
It's gotta be lip-synced.
It was like a 3-hour show.
You think it's
lip-synced? And she just kept going. I hope not. But yeah. It was amazing. She did great. She's got a lot of really tough songs to cover.
And of course, we're talking about Carrie Underwood, right?
Yep, Underwood.
Just for people that may not tie all that together.
Yep.
So, all right, we're going to listen to Caroline Thomas, though, not Carrie Underwood. And you're going to love this. It's a good one. Jesus Take the Wheel. And then we'll be back to wrap up this edition of Lyrics and Legends.
She was driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati on a snow-white Christmas Eve. Going home to see her mama and her daddy with the baby in the backseat. 50 miles to go and she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going way too fast. And before she knew it, she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass. She saw both their liars flash before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry, she was so scared. She threw her hands up in the air. Jesus, take the wheel, take it was still getting colder when she made it to the shoulder and the car came to a stop. She cried when she saw that baby in the backseat sleeping like a rock. And for the first time in a long time, she bowed her head to pray. She said, I'm sorry for the way that I've been living my life. I know I've got to change. So from now on tonight,
programs, Lyrics and Legends. We're wrapping up a really good program with a very talented young lady from Elk City, Oklahoma, Caroline Grace.
Oh, can she sing?
Oh, man. We are really excited to see what happens in the future with your career.
Thank you.
So she's going to go to college and get a degree in interior design.
Yep.
Have a band so you can get, you could probably, Buck, you could get your house decorated, redesigned,
yeah.
And then she would probably do music for, like, you could have a housewarming party with Caroline Grace there and have all, yeah, all your,
absolutely,
I could all set your up friends, my karaoke machine,
yeah.
I'll be there for that.
I'll tell you one thing that I've been impressed with. We've been sitting here listening to Caroline sing and talking to her for about an hour now, and I'm sure you noticed this, but I was very impressed. Every time she talks, she has a smile on her face, you know.
And I thought that was just because we
I
were.
I was very impressed with that, Caroline.
Yeah, I thought that was because you and I were so funny.
Y'all are hilarious.
She probably does that for all
right,
guys.
We're coming to
sorry,
it.
Sorry, Mom.
The big moment of the program right now, Caroline, is what we call
the Department of Shameless Plugs.
So you get to talk for the next 2 or 3 minutes about, this is your deal. You can talk about where people can find your music, where okay, they can plug your church, or mm-hmm, talk about how awesome your dad is, or okay, your mom, or any of that. So take it away.
All right. I just made my first CD, like we were talking about earlier. And I haven't sent it to a ton of people. A lot of my family have it now, but I'm going to try to get it on Spotify. We're going to try to get the songs cleared and get it on Spotify so y'all can listen to it. I don't know how long it's going to take, but it's going to happen. And I sing at the One Church in Elk City on Wednesday nights and occasionally Sunday morning. So if any
who's
of y'all,
the pastor?
Brennan Duncan.
Okay.
Yep. And I have a great youth worship band. I love them, and if any of y'all are close to Elk City or in Elk City and you don't really have a church to go to, One Church is a great place to go. Great fellowship. I love the pastor. He's amazing. So, yeah, that's pretty much it right now. We're getting it going. We're getting it amped up a little bit. But oh, yes, I have an Instagram account. It's called Caroline Grace Music, and I'm starting to get more videos on it. So y'all go follow my Instagram.
All right.
You won't regret it.
So are they doing rodeos now again? Are you singing mm-hmm anywhere on rodeos? You got anything scheduled coming up?
Yeah. I'm going to try to do the national anthem at the rest of our rodeos this year, the rest of my high school semesters. And I'm also going to perform at the Rodeo Opry in Oklahoma City as soon as it reopens. I'm going to try to schedule a Saturday and go perform there. So I will probably announce that on my Instagram when it's happening. So if y'all follow, then you'll know when. So there's that. Yeah, rodeos start back up in March. They stopped for the winter. But I do Cowboy Church and the National Anthem at the rodeos. So
all right.
That's pretty much it.
Buck, I think we had another good one.
Oh, great. Yeah. Great.
We're glad you guys took time to drive all the way from Elk City, Oklahoma, to the world headquarters of the Legends Radio Network.
You're welcome. Thanks for inviting me.
And, hey, we'll look forward to seeing you guys again and look Absolutely. Forward to hearing great things about Carolina Grace.
Yeah, you are welcome back anytime.
All right.
This has been another edition of Lyrics and Legends with Gary Ware. Join us next time on the Legends Radio Network.